Above it says that Yifana, Rashi Lekova means first try and go to the base of Kisei, then Vita Yodav, then wash your hands, and then Viniach Tfilin, then put on Tfilin first, and then Vikara Krishma, say Krishma Vyaspaul and Yishadavin, and Vizui Malchus Shemayim Shleima, that's to the complete Malchus Shemayim. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that Kol HaNifna, somebody goes to the base of Kisei first. The night the Yodav, he washes his hand, and the next puts on Tfilin, the Kara Krishna reads Krishma, or Mispalo, is Malo Lakasa, Kilu Bodom is there, Vikrabol of Korban.
The Pasuk says, Erchat Finikoyen Kapoy, they shall wash my hands, we're clean, we are favorable as Mizachacho Hashem, and with this, I'll be there, like I'm going around the Mizbeah. So what is washing your hands? It means if you do the whole Kabbalah, Malcha Shemayim, the right way, as if you brought a Korban. Rashi dechtiv erchat binikoyin. That's right. Omale rova loisova lomar kilu tovam. He says another zach. You wash your hands in the morning as if you went to the mikvah. Kilu tovam. Why dechtiv erchat binikoyin? Loikstiv erchat kapai. It doesn't just say I'm washing my hands. It says erchat binikoyin kapoi. Binikoyin mashmin zinikia lagamri. Like a tefillah in the mikvah. The Rashi, that Rashi dechtiv erchat binikoyin, mashma erchat kol hagu, mash like you're washing your whole goof. But like said erchat kapoy, doesn't just say wash your hands. Lidrosh asya, loyma shemala olav schar rechitzav kapov, you have schar for washing your hands in the morning, kilu tovo kogufoy, as if you were tovel the whole goof. So rather they say it's kilu, it's not mamash like you went to the mikvah, but it's a big schar, kilu tovo kogufoy. You're not yet going to the mikvah, but it's kilo. It's a big thing. Omalei Ravina Larova. Chazimar Haitumim Rabbonin, the Yasim Marova. So the Rabbonin coming back from Eretz Yisrael. The Yoma. Mishi Eishloi Mayim Lirchot Yodo. Mishi Einloi Mayim Lirchot Yodo. It comes time to daven in the morning, and you don't have water to wash your hands. Is Mekaneach Yodo Vofer. You could just like wipe off your hands, or wash your hands. In offer and dirt, of its soror with pebbles, of its smoyus in this sawdust, Rashi Kisis, is omalei shapikoma. But this halacha is a good halacha. Why? Mixed erchat b'mayim, does the pasuk say you have to wash your hands with water, b'dekoyin ksiv, means cleaning off your hands. So idashin kol midi demanti is good. Anything that cleans your hands is enough for rechitza. So if you wash it just by wiping it on something else, you also yaitzib the effort. It's a bad material you're supposed to use water. But if you don't have water, or you come to shul and can't find water, it's enough to rub your hands on anything else. You also make kind of this Indian of erchat binikoyin kapoy. So tomorrow, to her Rav Chizda, layet aman de mahadir ramaya bidnin salusa. The Chizda used to give a kolola a bad thing if you went looking around for water when it came the time of davening ready. So the Gemara Bahani Milu Kriyishma. It only means for Kriyishma. So Rashi learns for Kriyishma. It means the Idna the Kriyishma. Shizmana Kavua. That there comes a time Kriyishma, and such that means it's come out near the end of the Zman already. But if you're going to stop looking around to get water, you're going to miss the whole Zman Kriyishma. So it's not Kedai to look around for water, but to just wipe your hands whatever you could. So Rashi, you're afraid the Kriyishma is Zman Kavua. Said Yavar has man. Maybe the man will piss. Avol Tzvila, the Gemara Avol Tzvila Mahadir. But for Tzvila, you're supposed to look around to get water. But Rashi Avol Tzvila, Chiddush Rashi, the Chol Hayyem Zmanhu. The whole day is a Zman for Tzvila. It's Tzorach LaMahadir Amayim. Then you have to look around for water. So the Kash and Rashi is that the whole day is not a Zman Tzvila. Tzvila also only has the first 4 hours of the day. Krishma 3 hours, Tzvila is 4 hours. So some of the Parshim wrote that the Rambam Shita is that even though there's a mitzvah essay to daven every single day, but the derived to this no zman when the zman tefillah is. Any time you want, you could daven, the derived to. The Rabbonim will convey the zman when you have to daven. The Kriyashma, the zman, the first 3 hours, that's the derived to the zman. They were more machnum. Mashen came tefillah, the zman the derived to throughout the whole day. Just the Rabbonim made the zman, so the Rabbonim will not match it so much, you'll miss the zman. But Avad also is not talking about the mamish, the last hour, the last minute of the fourth hour. It means you're the beginning of the fourth hour. The whole hour, you could spend some time looking around to find water. So the more of a yad kama, how far do you have to walk to look for water? More ad parsa. Parsa is 4 mils, around 2 miles. So the more of a hani milu lekamei. That's only to go in front. That means you're on the derech, you're going to go there anyway. So instead of stopping here to daven, whatever the shach is, min chamarim, continue on your journey and go another 4 parsois, providing you know vadai that there will be water. Avli achurehel, let's say you, in front of you there's no water. Just in back of you there's some water. Is afilu mil enichoizim. Then you don't have to go back more than a mil. So it's a diyuk. Mil hudi enichoizim. A complete mil, which is around half of a mile, you don't have to go back. Of a pachas milchoizim. Less than a mil, then you would have to go back. And Allah has brought down the same thing if you're davening in your house, so you're not on the derech. It blinds by going backwards. That if you find water within the derech of going less than a mil, you should look after water. If you know you won't find water, you don't have to look after it. Zman Azek, come on, we don't have this. Come on, wherever we are, usually we do have water. So that's this Indian that before you daven is Indian to wash your hands. So Matilah is brought down and about in the morning, everybody washes their hands, and Matilah is brought down before each tefillah. There's even Mincha and Marav, there's also an Indian to wash your hands. Because even though there's a chilah, well, everybody washes Megavath in the morning. So once you wash your hands, normally your hands are the chest, it's kosher, unless you know that you touch something that's dirty. Still, so therefore throughout the whole day, when you come to make a bracha l'moshel, you come to learn Torah, you don't have to wash your hands beforehand. Because Minasam, we say, since you wash your hands in the morning, it's enough for the whole day. Minasam, the hands are becheskes tarot the whole day for brochas and for liminatarot. But Shankin, for tefillah brought down that no. Mitchili is supposed to wash your hands before you daven. Because daven brochas is a state of yutches brochas, one after another, there will becheskes maybe your hands touch askoni your things throughout the day, and you touch the dover that's not the torn, so you should wash your hands before davening. But let's say you're in a rush, or it's a zman, you question your mister, that feel of the tibur even, then you could be sent up on the tether just to wash your hands. Or even on your clothing. I'd be you wash your hands on something, you yait to the ever that kol midi demanki is toys. But mepilu is an inyu to wash your hands before each tefillah. Labda after you have to use a kite, I'd be you wash your hands. Because the ik is binikoyim, your hands are clean now. But the effort, if you don't have time to wash your hands, and the question of missing davening, Havad is better to daven dominion, and it can be used to just rubbing your hands on anything. So the Mishnah. Hakareya Shema. You're learning Kriya Shema. Vallahi Shmila Yodna. Hey, you set it out. It's not the hero that you start speaking in your legs. Because we pass him heroes last Kedibur. Some thinking about in your mind, you're not used to the mitzvah. No, you said it. But you didn't say it loud enough that you yourself could hear it. Is Yosef. Abtanakam Yosef, that's where we pass the law for Yosef. We have Yosef Yamala Yosef. No, if Yosef Yold will soon see Shema, the prophet says you have to hear it. If you can't hear it, you're not Yosef. Korah v'ledigdak v'yosef Yosef. You said Kriyashma, but you weren't medastic in the Yosef Yosef. What does that mean? The trash v'ledigdak v'yosef Yosef, lefarshin Yosef v'svostav. Means the way it came out of your mouth, it didn't come out so clearly. But about that you pronounced, you said every oath, you said every word. That's not saying you skipped the word, you skipped half a word. You pronounced all the words. Because you weren't medulsunti, there's a sefer hadigduk to be very medagdic when you say every word, like tizkiru, to pronounce every word clearly. If you didn't pronounce it so clearly, you also yoytza. Korav hadigduk yoytzer, of yoytziyam is yoytzer, that's what we're asking. If you do, I'm a lo yoytzer. He also knows. Kriya Shema Zazum do as Indian or Kriya, you have to be medagdic to Kriya. See how? You're not medagdic to Yot. Hakari Lama Frey, if you have before, if you say the Parsha is backwards, or even one plastic backwards, is Lo Yot. Korah the Toya, you were saying Kriya Shema, and you made a mistake, you skipped the word, you skipped something, you said it backwards, is Yachta Lamokim Shator. It's up until how you set up your Seder, your Yaita the Mitzvah. Just at that one plastic or word that you made a mistake, just go back to that word and continue on. So the more, my time of Rav Yosi. What's the time of Rav Yosi? He says, if you don't hear the Kriya Shema, you're not Yosi. The more Mishum Dirtiv Shema, Shema Yisrael, Vidashinash Hashmeya Liyoznecho Ma Shatam Yosem Mipicha. You have to hear to your ear what comes out of your mouth. Yes, it was brought down before, right? From Shema we hear this. So the more of a Tanakama, what does he do with this pasuk? So the Shema b'chol loshen shata shmeya. Shema means lav dafka loshen akridish shayu yaitza kriya shema. Now if you know in English, any loshen you say Shema, after you hearing it, you yaitza the mitzvah. That's what Tanakama holds. But to say you have to hear it to your ear, that you don't have to. We have yaitza yel tati shema min. I hear both halachas. Is that true? Shema means a chiddush, any loshen you want to say. But I also hear Shema means you have to hear it. I could hear both. Shrashi tati shema minu. Ki derashta nami Shema b'chol loshen shata shemaya. I feel we make the drosha. Hear it. Any loshen you say it. Of a shema minu nami d'tzorof hashmili oznoi. Still I hear from this. You have to hear it. You have to hear it. That's also part of the Shema. There's a rash, but you know, it's a little chiddush. He wants to tell me that the pshat is you hear Shema, Rabbi Yosi Yolta Svaro, Shema is the chiddush b'chol loshen. Does the Tzatzis say you can't say it b'chol loshen? He says you can't say it b'chol loshen, it's only if it's a din dibur that you have to say it out, that you have to hear it. Then the term is makba and a dibur, what's called a dibur? Maybe davka loshen akodesh. But on the Tzatzis, you don't have to hear it. So Rabbi Yosi Yolta Svaro, that's not called a dibur at all. Rabbi Yosi Yolta Svaro, if you can't hear it, it's not called a dibur. It's called like you. So if you could be yaitz in the midst of the hearer, it's not necessarily you need Lashon HaKodesh at all. And any hearer you have in your mind should be yaitz in the mitzvah. But since the pasuk says Shema, no, it's a chiddush that you can't do it b'chol loshen. It's a chiddush that you could do it b'chol loshen. But I need a gzeiras kasha for that. That means in a svar I would say you can't be yaitz. So I see clause in mitzvah is the dibur, I have to speak it out. Therefore I hear, if you don't hear it in your ears, that's not called talking according to Rav Yosi. Well, Allah, we hold not that. We hold even though you can't hear it, but as long as it came out of your mouth, that's also called the dibur, and you ate to the mitzvah. Tanan, learned the mission in Trumas. Tanan Hossam, Cheresh, that's Hamadaba v'yena Shemeya. It's a Cheresh, is somebody that could talk, but he can't hear, he's deaf. So now, usually when the Mishnah says Cheresh, it means both, v'yena Shemeya v'yena Medaba. But here we're talking about a Cheresh just that he could talk, but he can't hear. Is Lo Yitzchum. Look, the Mishnah Metzchila, he should not take off Truma. He should not be Mafish Truma. Why? Because when you Mafish Truma, the Mishnah to make a Bracha. Now, when he says the Bracha, since he can't hear the Bracha, Vay says it's not called a good Bracha. We'll soon see whose sheet this is. So the Mishnah of Aviyim Torim, but for the Evid, if he did take off Truma, this person that can't hear, is Truma of the Truma. The Truma is Chav. So Drashi, Lo Yitzchum, the Fishena Shemei HaBracha. He shouldn't make the bracha, because since he can't hear his death, he can't hear the bracha, shumavarach aleha, so metchila, that's not called a good bracha. But for the yevid, if you took off the truma, it's chal the truma. So the Gemara mantana, cheresh hamadava v'yena shumeya, is the yevid in, look at chiluloi, who's saying this, that metchila, he shouldn't make the truma, because he can't make the bracha metchila. Just for the yevid, yoytza, amurav chizda l'chura rab yaiti. So, Kruah, this is the Yosef Shita for now Mishnah. That what it's Tanan, he says now Mishnah, Kriya Shema, if you say Kriya Shema, so lo yishmiya liyozno, you don't hear it in your own ears, is Yotze, that's the Tanakama Divri of Yehuda. Or the Bas takes out this Yotze of Yehuda, that's Tanakama. We have Yosef Yama lo Yotze. Yosef says in the Mishnah of the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, you're not Yotze of the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Now, it's a Diyah. When do we say you're not Yotze? Only by Kriya Shema, because that's the Diraisa. So, you're not Yotze of the Mitzvah. Mashenkin by Truma, the mitzvah Truma Mikra is making the Maisa Frosh. You have 10 apples here. The mitzvah is take out one apple, that's the mitzvah Midiraisa. That you have to make a bracha, Mashasa Frosh Truma, that's only Midirabonim. Even though you're not Yoy to the bracha, according to Rabbi Yasi, because you don't hear. It's not called a good bracha, but I call upon him. It's past to say, but the Truma is Chal. Because you did the Maisa Frosh. The Maz Mazma. At can lo kamer Rav Yosi lo yotze. When did you say you're not yotze the mitzvah at all? Elagabi kriya shema diraita. By kriya shema the dibra, that's midiraita. So if you don't hear what you're saying, that's not called the dibra according to Rav Yosi. That's yotze the mitzvah. Avol truma mashenke by afrosh truma. What's the question? If you can't hear, it's only mishum brachu. It's only the brachu you can't hear. The ma'is afrosh you could do. You're a bar das. You can take out one apple from 10 apples. Just the shav bracha, your bracha is not a good bracha. Or the very the klal is the bracha the rabbonin. The baal sechiyev to make a bracha on mitzvah is only with the rabbonin. The loy the bracha tal yinusa. Therefore, even though you're not yet to the bracha, you can't hear the bracha, but the mitzvah you still did, because the mitzvah the bracha is not makiv the mitzvah. So the ganzer rishis here are washing here. They say that the bracha is not makiv, because since the bracha is with the rabbonin. the famous place to Rosh Hashanah, to the diet that learns that Lu Yitzuya Birchas HaMitzvos would be Mediraisa. And whoever the bracha is Mediraisa, then he learns the bracha as a chelik of the mitzvah. And if you don't say the bracha, you're not yet to the mitzvah. Therefore, Lu Yitzuya, the bracha of Truma, for our first Truma, would be a chiyah Mediraisa. So this cherish that can't hear would say the bracha, since he's not yet to the bracha that he can't hear in his ears, he wouldn't be yet to the mitzvah either. Because whatever is Mediraisa is not even the mitzvah. Therefore, the Gemara has a Richa Taloshin, that Mashenk in Alocha, the bracha of Truma is only Midirabonin. So now it's only Midirabonin. Even though you don't have the bracha, but I call upon the first Truma you do have.
Bracha
doesn't
not
assume
any bracha?
No, you're right. Any bracha. Go to any bracha. Now, the Bracha Satera. Bracha Satera is Midiraisa. That's different. But right, just in the diet, the cloud is that the bracha is only Midirabonin. But Lu Yitzu, they would have been derived, they would have been marked. Yeah, we're not going to go into it now. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has the kasha from this. He has the kasha of Bezoi, Birchas HaTorah is Midiraisa. So if somebody learns Torah without making a bracha, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah at all. Because there the bracha is Midiraisa, so without the bracha, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. And he says, well, Shemano does it there. We never heard something like that. That somebody learns Torah without making a bracha first, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. And Lochvayt, he says, we hold that you're not allowed to learn before you make a bracha. It's like you're learning to the Torah. Correct, if I can't. If you don't make a bracha, you're not yet to the mitzvah. So what's so wrong about it? You're not doing anything wrong with leaving the Torah. It's not a mitzvah anyway. The mashma klo by birchas haTorah, even though you didn't make the bracha, when you learn, it's still called the mitzvah. That's the kasha. But go up in here, it's not what I'm going to say. Go up in here, bracha says Rabban, and therefore bracha is not nothing. That's the chilus. So this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi, and in the Mishnah he says, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Krishma, because you can't hear it. Hereby Truma, Mitzchila, don't make Hafrosh Truma, you cherish. But for the Eved, if you did it, you're because the Gemara, me mind, Rabbi Yossi, what's the right? This Mishnah, Truma goes according to Rabbi Yossi, Dilma Rabbi Yehudi. Neither goes according to Rabbi Yehudi from the Mishnah. The Yom Agabi Krishma, Nami the Eved in the Chilu Loi. As you said, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, the Kriya Shmavla, Ishmil Yosnav Yotza, means Mitzchila could be Yotza. Neither Tanakhama also holds that only the Yevit. As Mitzchila, if you can't hear it, you're not Yotza. Mitzchila, Tana Mitzchila, the Gemitzvah. Now, to make the Brocha, if you can't hear what you're saying, don't make the Brocha. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Just the Yevit, he says the Yotza. So tomorrow, Tate, I'll even bring you a riot for this. Diktoni, the Mishnah starts off, HaKareya Shema. Is the Yevid in the Chachilu Loi? Every time HaKarei is Mashkin, but the Yevid, if you said Shema, and you didn't hear what you're saying, still you Yoytze, that's the Tanakhama. The never Tanakhama is Mashkin, the Tchila, there's a mitzvah to hear it to hear. Therefore, this Mishnah in Trumas goes according to Yehuda also. Now, Mitzchila is supposed to hear, so if you're a Cheresh that can't hear, you shouldn't make the Bracha Mitzchila. So the Mora Amri know, Ho Diktoni HaKarei Lodich Koichud Reb Yoytze. The Yoma Dievit Nami Loi. I say our Mishnah the Pshat is according to Tanakhama Vadi Yotze Metchila is good. Why does the Mishnah say Loshan Akureya Mashma only be the Evid? That's the Chiddush in Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu be the Evid. You already said the Shema. And that's the only Shema you said, but you didn't hear it to your ears, you should know you're not Yotze. Tomorrow, Lohidia, Lohidia Chakoyachud Rabbi Yossi. The Yoma Dievit Nami Loi. Hashem can be Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe I'll tell you, HaFilu Chathchila Nami Yotza. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Chathchila you are Yotza. So it's not much of what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. It's maybe the Tanakhama holds that in Chathchila you are Yotza the Mitzvah. So Eva Zoi, who does the Mishnah go then in Trumas that says that a Cherish should not be marked for Truma? You have to say that no one goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be Shreya. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Chathchila you're allowed to say a Bruch even though you don't hear. So why does the Mishnah say a cherish should not be make truma? They will believe now the Mishnah can only go according to Rabbi Yossi and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, for Maya Kimta, who do you that find this Mishnah in Trumas? To Rabbi Yossi, and goes according to Rabbi Yossi. That he holds that since the brach of Trumas is only with Rabbanin, so but the Yevad Yod to the Mitzvah such a brach of Trumas. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Tanakhama, Hafilu Metchila, you're allowed to say a brach or say Shema, even though you can't hear it. For the Gemara of Yeloho de Tanya, is another brayter, says, Lo Yivarech Adam Birchas HaMazon B'Liboy. Somebody should not bench B'Liboy. The Pasha B'Liboy means that you did not hear what you're saying. You're saying it B'Liboy. V'Yimberech Yotza. But if you said it, you're Yotza. And who does this go like, this brayter? So Rashi says, believe by Rashi says Shlei Hashmili Yosman. His Avada doesn't mean believe by Mamish that lay the hero. But that's the Gemara later we always pass in hero is Lav Kediba Dami. You don't even say it out of your mouth, that's nothing. So it says here that if you bench believe by the Rashi just means Shlei Hashmili Yosman. You do not hear it to your ear, but it came out of your mouth. So the Brisa says Matkila don't do it. Of the Imbirah Yotze, the Yevad is good. Frederick Mormani, who does this price to go like? The Chura Lor Rav Yotze, Lor Rav Yehuda, can't go either one of them. Dear Rav Yehuda, if it goes according to Rav Yehuda, Mintana Kanaval Mishnah, where's that Tenayin, or Omar Laka Tchila Nami Yotze? But just got finished saying, if you don't, Afilu Matchila, you're allowed to say Shema even though you don't hear it. So why does the Brisa say you shouldn't bench if you don't hear it? Matchila should be Mutta. Elamai goes according to Rav Yotze, Frederick Mormani, Rav Yotze, the Yevad Nami Loy. Even with the Yevad, you shouldn't be Yotze benching. Because Birchas HaMotz is Midiraisa. And Midiraisa, if Yotze says in the Mishnah, if you say Kriya Shema, you don't hear what you're saying, you're not Yotze with the Yevad. So, Chutz Kasha, who does this price to go like? That says by benching, Mitchila, you have to hear what you're saying. But if you don't hear, still you're Yotze. Who does it go like? So, Drashi, Virav Yotze, the Yevad Nami Loy. So, Birchas HaMotz and the Yotze, the Chiyot to bench Midiraisi. The prophet says, Birchata, the Savot of Barachta. Yes. So the more Elamai Rav Yehuda, you have to go back to say no. That the Tanakhama of Alva Mishnah is masking that it's only B'dievid do Yotze Shema. But Metchila you should not say it if you can't hear it. Elamai the more Rav Yehuda, who B'dievid in Lechatchila Loi. And Alva Mishnah says Lechareya Shema B'Shmiya Lozni is Yotze, that's only B'dievid. But Shanky Metchila you should not do it. Therefore, it's good. This price, the Yevorach is Bircha Samozin. That's the Yehuda Shita. That Metchila, you should only bench or say Shema if you do hear it to years. Just for the Yevad Yehud. So the Gemara, that's Pshat. Elohor did Tony Reb Yehuda. It's another price. Yehuda said over Reb Yehuda. The bread of Shimon Ben Pazi. Reb Yehuda the son of Shimon Ben Pazi said over Alochom. Cherish Hamadaber. This person that could talk, but he can't hear. Cherish Hamadaber. V'yein Shemeya zok the term l'katchila. Hey, there's a new shita now that afilu matchila is not a metruma. There's a cord is a shita that even matchila, abdi you say the bracha out of your mouth, even though you can't hear it, do you yotze? Is l'churimani? Who does this price to go like? Lo Rav Yehuda, because we just got finished saying Rav Yehuda holds that matchila, you're not supposed to say that you can't hear it. That's why the bracha said don't bench birchas hamozen if you can't hear it. It's only for the Evad Yotze. So it was like, now the Shimon Ben Pazi said over that I feel the Matkili you're allowed to do it. So it was a goal like mine, Lori Rav Yehuda, for Lori Rav Yaisi. Because he Rav Yehuda, who am I, the Evad, in the Rechil Aloy. We just got finished saying Rav Yehuda holds only for the Evad, your Yotze mitzvah Kriya Shema, if you can't hear it. But Matkili is supposed to hear what you're saying. And he Rav Yaisi, for am I, the Evad, Nami Loy. According to Rav Yaisi, I feel the Evad, you're not Yotze. And here is a man Yom that says, I feel the Matkili you're allowed to do it. So the more Elul Yerlam, what you have to say is like this. We have Yehuda, we have Filuch of Chilonami. There's a Tana Kamaval Mishnah that says, like Kareya Shema, that you Yotza, that's even Metchila. That's your Shita, the Metchila, you can be Yotza, the Mitzvah, be you spoke it out, even though you can't hear it. That's Pshat in Yav Yeshua, in Yav Shim and Ben Pazi, that a Cheresh, Hamadav, and a Shema could be termed like a Tchila. That's our Tana Kam Rav Yehuda. Lekasha. For the day, for the rabbi. Hey, in Yav Yehuda, we're having two shittas now. That one place is mashma, it's only b'dievad yotze. And one place is matzah mitchila. Here it says one he said in his own name, and one he said in his rabbi's name. So it's more than none. We have Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Yav Lezer ben Azai, he said over the name of his rabbi, HaKoyresh Shema Yisorech Yashmili Yoznei. That mitchila avadi, you're supposed to hear what you're saying. Shenema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echot. So Metchila, you're supposed to hear what you're saying. Just to be evident, even if you don't hear, still you Yotze. So that's Rabbi Yehuda saying over B'Shem his Rebbe. And Rabbi Yehuda himself is on the kind of our Mishnah that Metchila, you could say Shema, even though you don't hear it to hear. That's as good as Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Just as other brightness, the Mashnah of benching, Metchila, don't bench. But to be evident, if you bench without hearing, you Yotze. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that he set off in Rabbi's name. Omele Rabbi Meir, Dr. Meir Tzarek to Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi, to Rabbi Lezer ben Azayim, Harei Yehuaymen, no, I think it's a chanyu. When I say even Metchila, you're allowed to say Shema even if you can't hear it. What does Alav Avecha mean? Acha Kavonas Halev. That the Iker is Kavonas Halev. Is Mela Hein Hein Hadvorim. These are the Iker's Achen. His Adi is speak it out. Even though you can't hear it, he is. That's called really Alav Avecha. So you see, Rabbi Meir holds the sheet also. That even Metchila, you're allowed to say Shema, even though you don't hear it. So the kids, so we have now three sheets. We're saying that a Tanakama Val Mishnah and Rav Meir here both hold that Metchila, you're allowed to say Shema, even though you can't hear it to your ear, Avi, you speak it out. Then there's Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem his Rabbi, Blessed Ben Azariah, that says the middle case, that Metchila don't say that way, but with the effort of Yotza, and that's the price of benching, that Metchila don't bench for Levi, but with the effort you are Yotza. And the third sheet is Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah that says even with the Yevet, you're not Yotze if you can't hear for years. So tomorrow now, Abahashtu, the Yassel Hochi, that will what? We have a Pharisee of Rabbi Meir that holds Mitzchila, you're allowed to, but they don't have to say two Rabbi Yehuda's then, his own name and his Rabbi name. Ha'afidu tem Rabbi Yehuda Karabit's relay. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Tanakam of our Mishnah, only with the Yevet, you Yotze. But Mitzchila, you can't say Shema if you don't hear it, Leo's night. So it's good the Bryce that don't bench if you can't hear it. But like Kasha, I just left Bryce that says, Afilu Matilus Mutter, or Reb Meir, or Reb Yehuda. We have a third man, Yarmen, we have Reb Meir Shita. We often make two Shitas in Reb Yehuda. The Shita that holds Matilus, you're allowed to say Shema, even though you don't hear it, that's Reb Meir Shita. And that's just left Bryce that Bashim Ben Pavli holds like that. And then the Tanakama here, and the Bryce to La Yavorah, that's Reb Yehuda. That he holds is only for the effort you yourself. But Mitzchila you shouldn't do it. So merely you have your three sheets. About the we hold like this middle sheet that the Mitzchila you're supposed to speak it out that you could hear it. But with the effort, if you didn't hear it, that it came out of your mouth, you are Yotze the Mitzvah. You Yotze Tri Shemani, you Yotze Brachas, all Brachas like that. But if you say a Bracha without even speaking out of your mouth, that's nothing. That's called a hearer, hearer of the Hebrew. Avi, it came out of your mouth, you Yotze the Mitzvah.
How did anybody
go
with the
Pasuk Alam Mazach? Well, that's in the way. That's in the Shema Yisrael. But then he has Pesukim. And because of Yosef and Svara, that if you don't hear what you're saying, it's not called a Dibra. It doesn't pass to be Marvi, you need a Dibra. Cannot hold. There's a mission in Megillah. Ha'pil Kisherim Likrasas on Megillah. Anybody claimed a Megillah for the Rabbin, Kut, Mi'cheresh, or Shoite Bekotin. If they claim for the Rabbin, they're not yours. So soon see the Chura Cheresh will see what type of Cheresh we're talking about. The Chura here, the Cheresh has to be somebody who could talk, because he learned the Megillah. So it just means he could talk, but he can't hear. So it says, you're not Yotze the Megillah. We have Yehuda Machshu B'Kotin. If Yehuda says, no, a Kotin, you're Yotze, we'll soon see it means a Kotin Gila Chinech. If he learns the Megillah, since he's Mechuyim with the Rabbanon and the Mikra Megillah, and the whole Mikra Megillah is only Yechiv with the Rabbanon, so also the Rabbanon has Maitim with the Rabbanon. So the more man time, who's the Tanakama? Man Tana, that Cherish, the Yevid Nami Loi, it says that a Cherish straight to the Kotni, not Yotza. A little bit of the Yevid, not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Who is this Tana holds with the Yevid, not Yotza? Om Rav Master Rav Yasi. The Churah, like our Tana, the Mishnah Rav Yasi holds with the Yevid, not Yotza. The Tanan, Hakoira Shemabli, Shmiel, Yosna Yotza, Div Rav Yuda. Rav Yasi, Yangel, La Yotza. I mean, it could only be at least Rav Yasi. But even Rav Yasi only said that by Kriyash Mamayu, that's the Raisom. So I call upon when you have a mission, it says even the Rabbanon dekaloch by Mikra Megillah, you're not Yotze, I call upon him as a goal like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is not Machal between the Rais and the Rabbanon. In both, like we said before, his story is what's called the Dibur if you can hear it, he is. Something you can't hear, it's not called the Dibur. See, if it's the Mikra Megillah, you're not Yotze. So they want to know, Mimayi, the Rabbi Yosi, who, or the Yevet Namilo, who said this mission has to say the Yevet, you're not Yotze the Mikra Megillah. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda he. I'll tell you, maybe it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Well, look at Chilahu Deloy. For the Yevit, Shapa Domit, as it came out before.